I was at the game in 94. I was at the Ireland-Italy match, and I was at the Ireland-Norway match because I was living in New York at the time. And the five-hour difference is a problem. But I do think there's a generation out there that has never experienced that if Ireland do get to the World Cup, that the country comes to a standstill. Unfortunately, there is a five-hour difference, and it makes sense that people want to come out to pubs and enjoy the games. They don't want to sit at home. It's a whole experience to watch an Ireland match, and especially if they make the World Cup in a pub. So I think the pub trade needs a boost, and I think there's a generation out there that has never experienced this, and hopefully the boys in green will do it in March and they will get to the World Cup. And as I said, it's only a change in the law just for the Ireland matches. It'll be a great boost for the pub industry.
Something like this probably, as you mentioned, needs serious consideration because there's an awful lot of public houses at the minute, you know, at a crossroads whether they're going to continue in business or not.
As everybody knows, the third year in Ireland, there seems to be no sport events. You have the Euros and you have the World Cup. But I definitely think that if Ireland do make the World Cup, there will be a significant football increase in pubs. I know, unfortunately, as I said, there's a five-hour difference, but it's something that a generation hasn't experienced, and you have to come to a pub to watch Ireland matches, and it's just the atmosphere, and it's just a generation. I remember in 2002 in Saipan, I remember people sitting on the bar counter, I remember people sitting on the floor. There's still people talk about that experience, and that was my first time to experience a World Cup in Ireland because I had been away. So I mean, there's a generation out there that hasn't experienced it, and the pub is the only place for an atmosphere to watch that, and it might get football and generations of people now that don't go into pubs back into the pubs.
There are those that are going to say that increasing the opening hours could lead to antisocial behaviour. It could result in a lot of shortages of staff at work. Some might say it could even be an irresponsible move.
Well, at the minute, the nightclubs have closed all over Ireland. At the minute, there's late bars. So, I mean, what difference is it going to make if there's a game on at 2 o'clock? People are not going to probably come out till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. You're just talking, hopefully, if they do make it, three matches. It's not going to make that big a difference. Wasn't there talk? It was a crazy talk that they're going to keep pubs open at 6 o'clock in the morning, which was nonsense. So, I mean, this is an experiment that will happen. It'll be a great boost, I suppose, for the cities more than rural Ireland. But at the same point in time, it's only going to be hopefully three matches that they do make it to get out of the group and see where to go from there.